Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 188. And this is still a Chaser's show. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and this is a continuation of episode 187, which is a Chaser show, and we just had a lot of audio, and I don't want to waste all the audio, so I want to share it to you guys still, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Okay, cut that last part out.
No, that's going in. That's going in.
Was that really gay?
What did that mean? What was that? I didn't.
I thought that was my sister for a second.
Oh, okay. I wonder if we can get Wayne here. Let me see.
Are all you guys on Yahoo?
No, Skype, we're on, actually.
You mean like for instant messaging?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we were chatting yesterday, so.
Oh, yeah, there's a five limit.
My username is Johnny, J-O-H-N-N-Y,
J-L-2-7.
J-L-2-7? Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You're going to hear a bunch of button mashing because it's the boss time. Sorry.
If you don't mind, I
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
Beep.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, hi, Wayne. Waynus.
Hello, Waynus. Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. He's online. We're trying to call him, but he's not available. Wayne. Oh. Okay. It's okay.
Are you into threesomes, Wayne?
During this podcast, I got an instant message from Kent. So he must be home somewhere.
Okay.
Well, they're having a family meeting tonight. So.
Family meeting? What are they meeting about?
Who knows?
Who knows? So, Ryan, okay.
How was that?
It's good. It's good. I like it. It's great. It sounded great. What do you guys think?
Perfect.
Yeah. Ryan, to me, is a little quiet, though.
Well, yeah. Do you think you'll get a
podcast virgin? So
it's his first time.
It's his first time.
Yeah, first timers can be loud too.
Well, some are.
Yes, some are.
Yep, they're used to going, ow,
ow.
Oh my god. Okay, so, you know, he just spoke in my dialect. Hotap means it hurts a lot.
I think we should. Now we have two Filipinos here now, so.
Yeah, two.
Do you still know a lot the Filipino words, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, you still speak it?
I'm still fluent, so.
You're still fluent.
Relatively.
So, okay. Do you have this Canadian accent when you speak in Filipino?
It's funny because when I left when I was about 8, so I have like an 8-year-old Filipino.
8-year-old Filipino.
Don't tell me you have an 8-year-old
Filipino, yeah.
Do you have the 8-year-old vocabulary too?
I do, actually.
Oh. Yeah, see, just like Jeffrey and I. I mean, I say terms as a kid would say terms because I've never went to school to learn Chinese.
Yeah, okay. Gosh, Ray, you're surrounded.
Yeah, whatever.
So, we didn't. What else did we happen? Yeah, we did the updates. We did a lot
Jeffrey.
Today.
What?
I have a question for you.
What?
We need a brief chat about the bondage, sadomasochism, spanking, paddling one time at TBRU. And then I think we talked about it briefly. Have you ever spanked straight boys?
I've actually don't have any bondage experience, and I'm actually interested in getting into it. So I'm a bondage virgin.
Oh, okay.
I want to get into ropes though. I think ropes looks fun, or like shibari. Shibari looks really cool.
What's shibari?
It's like Japanese rope tying. It's like looks like really beautiful rope tying. I don't know how else to describe it. Oh, okay. It's symmetrical and it's like red ropes usually.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
I didn't know you were into that.
So, okay, my friend this weekend, his name is Michael, called me up and said, he's from college, and he called me up and he said, hey, Johnny, I'm here in Houston for work. Michael was one of the top football players in my college, and one time when I was studying for a test, a night test, in the commons area in the chemical engineering building, he came up and said, hey, Johnny, you want to take a break? You want to come over to the football frat house and have dinner with us? I'm like, okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll do this before the test. And then he became
Sounds
a really
like
good
gang bang porn to me, baby.
Oh.
So he became over the time he became really good friends. I've always had a crush on him, mm-hmm. but of course didn't do anything about it. And he got married, has two children now, but I don't know. He's very religious and basically thinks gays are abominations. Okay. So I don't know how he's going to cope with it when he finds out. And we were supposed to meet this yesterday, but we didn't. And I don't know what to do about that.
Hmm. But,
so you're going to tell him about it? Or
I want to. I mean, he's going to ask me every time we talk, oh, so where's your girlfriend? I'm kind of getting sick of getting asked that question.
Really? He asked that? People still ask that, huh?
Well, straight people ask that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should take a photo of him, you know, like your friend's photo, and then tell him, because afterwards you may not, you know, he may not talk to you again.
Nice.
Or put a picture of Ray.
A friend of mine came out to his parents this weekend, so
really?
He survived it, so I think you can too, Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I've already had someone I became friends with in college. He was a baseball player. I told him I was gay, and he was religious from Texas, and he basically shunned me. And
really?
All my friends told me that he was a piece of crap for doing that anyway.
Oh.
Wow, you really like the jocks, don't you?
They just happen to. They're, in my school, it's a small school, and the team, the football team, and the baseball team suck. And there's a lot of jocks around the place. I mean, it's
were you that guy that did the homework for all the jocks?
Just to get around.
I didn't
just
do
to get around.
They
them.
Came and asked me, and of course I easily obliged.
Oh.
we'll do homework for sexual favors.
Probably not. I don't know.
I wish my college was more sexual, but it was not.
They were not.
Well, I went to an art school, and as gay as you could be, I didn't really do anything the entire time I was in college, so.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. When I was in college, all straight up. Because
you have a mustache.
Yeah, I have a mustache though. I was really just, you know, just I was in denial. I should say, yeah. Ow, that hurts.
I did in high school with my rugby teammate. And we didn't talk afterwards. Like we kind of fooled around, but we it was so awkward that we just no. We weren't friends anymore after. So.
Yeah. Oh. It happened to me in high school. Yeah, when, you know, played around with a friend and later on, it's awkward.
Yeah. There are a couple guys I think now that I could probably fool around with in high school, but I was too chicken shit to do it, so.
Oh, that's a good topic to talk about. We should talk about first sexual experiences.
First sexual experiences?
Yeah, okay. That might be interesting.
Oh, my God.
That would be a cool show. My first time.
My first time.
At Bandcamp.
Right.
Yeah, probably Ryan, you can do you have a headphone or something next time, or do you think you can get one?
Yeah, I'll get headphones. I didn't have any time today to get any, so
yeah. If you're on, probably Mike would be listening more.
I'm sorry?
If Mike would be listening more. My partner,
Mike wants to date you. He wants to kiss you.
He just
wants
likes
to have
you.
Your ass, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see the email that went out on the Louis group?
What
about the pig?
What the
pig?
No, somebody sent this email out this week on the Louis group saying that so and so had a great time down there, except that they turned up they're pregnant. They don't know who the father is, and they're looking for him, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes down to this real muscular guy's torso with a pig pushing out from under the skin.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but that's it's really bad. Wow. Anyway, actually, I'm still recording, but it's all noise right now. It's all keyboard.
No, it's not bad. This is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's still okay. Are we gonna get this out? I'm still recording, you know, guys. I did tell you guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't care. I mean,
you don't care.
It's kind of dead now, but. Yeah.
What do I mean dead? It's
not
dead.
I didn't even know we were recording.
Probably we can do this as a supplementary something, whatever. Like towards the end of the week.
The outtakes.
One big episode that is an outtake.
That would be cool. I'd love to see all your outtakes.
No, this is one big outtake, I guess.
You could call it Chaser Outtakes. Chaser, and you could have a Bear Podcast outtake version, too.
Yeah. That podcast. Was it Podcast Joy? Was there a sound bite? Or
was that was me.
Oh. And Jeffrey, some night when we're online and we're not podcasting, we'll have to talk about this whole lifestyle thing.
What lifestyle?
Are you talking about bondage?
Yeah.
Ooh. Are we going to talk about that?
No. We could talk about bondage. Might be interesting.
Well, it might be. Yeah.
Yeah. We could talk a bit now.
I actually answered an ad on Craigslist today for a master looking for somebody to house sit his slave when he goes out of town. I thought it was quite interesting.
How do you respond to that? How do you respond?
I told him I'm interested.
You're interested.
That's all.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I gave more information than that, but of course. As you usually, as in most things, when I send something to somebody, and because it's got bear in it, I never hear from them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mike would tie me up, but I just don't like it. He's got these handcuffs leather handcuffs. And
leather handcuffs. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's they're like they're like wristbands, but they hook up to each other in such a way that they're like handcuffs already. And he would try that on me, but I really don't like it. I get to squirm out of it, so I really don't like getting tied up like that. So
I know it's very hard to find somebody like that.
Yeah.
It takes a certain breed to.
Maybe Ryan's into that. Have you ever been tied up, Ryan?
No, not me, but I've tied people up.
You tie people up? Oh.
Yeah. The one time I pretended, I made him wear like a football jersey.
And ooh,
he pretended he was like this straight guy who I kidnapped. He's like, please don't kind of thing.
Please,
wow,
like I said,
hot.
It is a good thing that we don't have cams on tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are we still recording?
Yes, we are.
Why do you have a hard on, Ray?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Or you want to hold up on that?
More details, Ryan.
More details. Well, whichever you're.
Let's just say it was quite enjoyable. Like,
it was enjoyable. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I can be tied up. I'm not sure if I'll be up for that.
Well, I think it's all about being comfortable with who you're doing it with, too.
Right. Exactly.
Oh yeah, you have to trust the person.
Yeah. And Maynard, what I'm about to say, you cannot put on the podcast. You'll have to edit it out.
Oh, okay. I'll
or
stop.
Do you want me to wait, or do you want me to wait until after you're done recording?
Say it now.
You don't want to say it now? Okay.
I don't want it to be on the on the air.
Oh, okay. Okay, fine. Hold on to that then. You want to keep recording though? About because I have a question, guys, for you to you guys. Okay. What if there's a straight couple? And because I heard about this at Ripcord, a straight couple, but the guy, his pants are down, and the wife is shoving up a dildo up his ass. So, if that happens, is that gay?
No, because I think a lot of straight guys they're prostate stimulated.
Okay.
A lot more than I think let on.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they call it anal pleasuring in the straight world.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that, actually. A lot of straight guys.
A lot of straight guys do that? Wow.
You know, there's also the whole question of are they just bisexual? Or,
yeah. I mean, for the longest time, you know, my favorite pastime is checking ads out on Craigslist. But,
I thought that's your getting a dildo up your ass is your nice pastime.
But for the longest time, there's this female on Craigslist looking for somebody to take her sub straight boyfriend, and she wanted to turn him over to some gay guys to have their way with him, to so he would know what true anal sex was like.
Ooh. Mm. There's Ray. Reply. Yes.
Yes. Reply. No, I will show you.
She had all this stuff, and it was like, eh.
But. I think there's a term for that. I've seen that before. I think they call it like cuckold, or some cuckold husbands.
Yeah.
Cuckold husband.
The husband's like a sub where the wife makes him do whatever she wants and wants him to. Humiliates him, calls him like faggot or something like that. I don't know.
Oh. Throws her big belly on his back.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen a lot.
So many things. They're all there in Toronto, right? Okay.
I'm sorry?
You've seen a lot there in Toronto.
There's a lot of pretty open-minded people around here. And they're not ashamed of what they like. There's a lot of, like, for straight and gay, they're pretty open-minded. People are not ashamed of what they like, so You hear about a lot of things.
That's cool, because that's not the way it is in here in Houston.
No, I don't think you can. There's not much. But my partner Mike was telling me about a story about a woman who's actually a dominatrix, and she's got this website. I don't know the website yet, but if I find it, I'll tell you guys next time. But she gets paid to humiliate or to, you know, to be the dominatrix for straight people, or I think for gay people even. And she would have poses, she would take pictures and stuff along with a guy being slapped.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Why, you want to do that? You want to experience that, Ray?
No, go to www.sanctuary-cruise.com.
What is in it? What's in it?
Just check it out.
Right now?
Right now.
Let me see.
If you want another website, I have another one too if you want to check it out.
Oh, what is it?
It's she's a dominatrix. Her husband is a bear.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh.
And there's clips of him basically. She forces him to, like, go down on her Johns. She calls them Johns. Some of them are bears. Some of them are just regular guys.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty hot. It's called My Hubby's a Cuck. C-U-C-K.
Wait, my hubby's a what?
A cuck.
My hubby's, like, a cuck. Sorry, myhubbysacuck.com.
A cock, C-O-C?
C-U-C-K.
C-U-C.
A cock.
Oh, sorry,
C-U-C-K. C-U-C-K.
They call it cuck.
Hmm.
That's pretty weird. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm afraid you can email me that that link. Oh my god, it's storming up the chat there. I think we should get Johnny headphones. I mean, what do you call this? Headphone microphones.
Yeah, fine. I might go invest in one.
What? But anyway,
they're cheap. Go to what you call it? Radio Shack.
Uh-oh, Mike is calling.
Amazon too. You can get one for $5.
$5 for a microphone? Okay.
Yeah, for a microphone. Mm-hmm. I actually bought it so that I could talk to Mike from school. I can use one of the computers in the computer labs.
You actually Skype at work? Oh. You Skype at work? At the computer lab in school. Okay.
Yeah, it's actually kind of nice, the setup that me and Michael have. Mm-hmm. He basically has his own account that's only for me. So then I can... he also leaves his webcam on, and he set it to auto-answer. And I've got my own Skype account too. Not this one, but another one that that I set to auto answer, and I basically just Skype him whenever I want, and I can see what he's doing, and his webcam automatically starts too, so I can literally see what he's doing, and he can see what I'm doing whenever we want. And it's kind of nice because I actually watch him fall asleep sometimes, and I'm in bed sleeping too, and that's really
and
nice.
And just what else have you caught him doing?
Yeah, have you seen him getting some lotion and I don't know, or or lube?
I've actually haven't caught him doing that yet. So
not yet.
Not yet.
That'd be hot.
I always miss it though. So
you always miss it.
Okay. Yeah, he misses me too. He almost caught me once. But
that is so interesting. That's awesome. Well, anyway, guys. Well, we're going on, I think, 20 minutes or something like that. This is just an extra we're gonna do. Well, I guess we're gonna wrap this up. We're gonna go offline. We're gonna go off air soon. Okay, guys.
Okay.
All right. So okay.
I'll
say goodbye again.
All y'all that. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye, bye.
Well, that was fun. Sorry about the keyboard mashing, Johnny. Sorry about that. So, okay, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that. And, well, after this weekend, I'll be in New Orleans. And then Ray and I are going to record some stuff on Sunday. It's just going to be a busy weekend for me. And, well, for us, we're going to test out some video conferencing, or not video conferencing, but video casting through Planet Bears. So, probably I'll put a link on the website. And you'll get to see how it is that we're broadcasting live. Well, we'll see. So stay tuned to that. It's going to be on the front page of the website. So, yeah, the website is bearpodcast.com. If you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and call the hotline 206-222-BEAR. Okay, that's 206-222-2327. Yeah, leave your voice comments and we will play it in the show. And go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And, don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. Okay, so there's a link on the website. You can search for Bear Podcast and leave a review. If you search for it in iTunes, you'll see it on the left. There are two entries, and I don't know how to remove the one on the right. And, yeah, just search for Bear Podcast, and you can leave a review on the one on the left if you search for it. And what else? If you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And that's it. So we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you for listening. Many whoops and many hugs.